Penguin Random House Audio presents A Map to Your Soul Using the Astrology of Fire, Earth, Air, and Water to Live Deeply and Fully. This is the author, Jennifer Fried, PhD. Note to listeners, this program includes a bonus PDF that contains the assessment exercises, appendices, and recommended astrology books and websites from the book. Dedicated to Rendy, whose love has made all the elements sing. Introduction. To forget how to dig the earth and to tend the soil is to forget ourselves. Mahatma Gandhi. No water, no life. No blue, no green. Sylvia Earle. Set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames. Rumi. That's life, starting over one breath at a time. Sharon Salzberg. This book is meant to help you live a fully expressed life. What do I mean exactly by a fully expressed life? What does a fully expressed life look like? How would it feel? And why would you want one? I'm talking about being day-to-day, most of the time, in touch with yourself and the world that surrounds you. About being able to relate to pretty much anyone and everything in a healthy way. About living each day secure in the knowledge that you are developing your core gifts with discipline, devotion, and confidence. And about being able to enjoy your unique contributions in all arenas of your life, big and small. It may be hard to imagine right now what it would be like to live a life each day expressing all facets of yourself. The explorations in this book will reveal what this kind of life looks like for you. It's exquisitely different for every person. We are so unique and our gifts so complex that no one-size-fits-all approach or singular roadmap can lead us to our own fully expressed life. This book is neither of those things, one-size-fits-all or singular roadmap. It is a guide for self-knowledge, self-revelation, wisdom in relationships, and finding your place of contribution in the universe based on your distinctive strengths and preferences. A fully expressed life is available to anyone who is willing to put in the work required to bring their natural gifts, and we all come in with many gifts, to fruition. Agency is required. This is the ability to actively put in time, to learn, to work towards something, to remain curious, to be willing to step out of our comfort zones and into the unknown, to fail fast and recover and re-enter the arena of learning and growth. When we add in the imperative to do all that work, not only for our own personal benefit, or even for the benefit of our close loved ones, but for the whole wide world, we aren't talking about just plain agency. We have entered the realm of spiritual agency. This is not a book for anyone who is hoping for someone else to hand down easy answers to life's profound challenges. If that's what you're after, you'll have no trouble finding other books or approaches that teach you to be dependent on formulas or a guru who would be more than happy to tell you who you are and who you should be. This book is for people who know that they hold their own answers within and that they can only find their gold using their own specific treasure map. What they need is not to have answers given to them, but some prompting and guidance to find those answers for themselves. Here, psychological astrology is the source of that prompting and guidance. What is psychological astrology? Astrology is often misused to prescribe solutions, attribute stereotypes, and make excuses for human behavior. Psychological astrology does none of these things. It is an evocative, inspiring inquiry into all your divine possibilities that honors the choice and responsibility you have over your life. It reveals you to yourself with a depth and breadth that empower you to navigate your life in the most satisfying and gratifying way possible. Modern astrology tends to focus on self-awareness. Who are you anyway? What's your true personality? What are you meant to do in this life? My take on psychological astrology certainly will help you to know yourself better, but it will also support you in using that expanded self-knowledge and self-awareness to make your optimal contribution to your community and to your loved ones. I have spent my entire adult life studying and practicing both psychology and astrology, human motivation, patterns, cultural indoctrination, and psychological complexes and methods as a psychologist, and the movements and meanings of the planets and the metaphors of the astrological signs as an astrologer. Psychological astrology is the study of the soul combined with the study of the stars, your biological and nurturing histories coupled with your cosmic DNA. In my psychology training, I learned to understand and treat dysfunctional thinking, feeling, and behavior, and spent 2 decades learning and practicing methods for reducing the impact of generational and situational trauma. Within the educational universe of astrology, I learned to see and interpret the vastly complex lexicon of the planets and the stars and the ways in which their alignments reveal destinies and cycles. My practice of psychological astrology lies at the confluence of these 2 arts. Beyond all of this training, reading thousands of client charts has taught me the most about the divine plan for each person's life. The readings I give are not downloads of information I extract from looking at people's charts while they listen intently. They are therapeutic conversations. I bring to them my expertise and knowledge of psychology and astrology, and they bring to me their deep and true knowledge of themselves. Together, we find our way to insights that often feel both new and familiar, that affirm things they already know at some level deep within themselves, and that inspire them to lean into their growing edges. I owe my greatest astrological knowledge to my clients. Listening deeply to their stories of how the planets in their charts have corresponded to their life experiences is the foundation of my wisdom. This book draws on both my intense training and my experiences with astrology and psychology. This is your soul map and your star map combined in one. The Elements and Introduction. The wisdom gleaned from the natural elements fire, earth, air, and water is a foundation of healing practices in Chinese, Native American, Vedic, and Tibetan cultures. This book will focus on the use of the elements in astrology. You might be familiar with the elements as they correspond to your sun sign. For example, Aries is fire, Taurus is earth, Gemini is air, and Cancer is water. But as you probably know, there is much more to your birth chart than your sun sign. And similarly,
sample complete. Ready to continue?